Hey folks, AJ here. I want to quickly talk to you about something that's kind of deep, something that maybe, you know, most people don't talk to you about or talk about in general, but basically it has to do with a lot of different things like giving up, okay? Giving up, quitting, being uncomfortable. So you might look at someone who is maybe living the life or successful or, you know, wealthy or rich or whatever the case is, or even, I mean, you know, when someone hears that I made over $100,000 in sales from flipping things, they might be like, oh, well, that's because that's you and I'm not, you know, I can't do something like that or this and that. But the thing is, it's completely like, it's so ironic, because the truth of the matter is that nobody else knows what those successful people went through or what they did behind the scenes or how they got there. For example, for me, I didn't just wake up one day and develop the ability to flip things for profits and, you know, be great at it. It didn't just randomly happen. I had to go through so much shit and so much learning and so many ups and downs to get to that point. And that applies with anything. You know, any type of success. Okay, the problem is, you know, so many people see all these successful people and they immediately assume like, oh, that's, you know, they just appeared and showed up and boom, they are successful, they are living the life, and, you know, that's them. But here's the crazy part, okay? All of those excuses that people make, all of those people who quit and, you know, continue to just try to go at it and stop, and they're like, oh, it's too hard, it's too uncomfortable, I tried it, but it didn't work. Okay, like, guys, you don't recognize that that's part of the process. Okay, going at something nonstop and quitting a fucking million times, or feeling like, you know, failing a million times, is part of the process. That's what gets you there. That's what gets you to become a master at something or be successful or get rich or even wealthy, you know? That's what gets you to achieving any kind of goal that's worthwhile, okay? People don't understand what goes on behind the scenes. I mean, you might look at some, you know, you might look at a celebrity or someone rich and be like, wow, yeah, I wish, if only I had their life, if only I had all the money and the houses they have, then I'd be happy, or then I'd be good. But it's like, most successful people live a shitty life up until, you know, they become successful, meaning they're constantly working their faces off. They're behind the scenes, so much happens, so much struggle and hardship, and just constantly going at it day after day and constant learning. You know, the fact is, it's going to be shitty either way, whether you learn it on your own or try and learn from a mentor. It's going to be hard either way. Obviously, it's better to learn from a mentor, but the truth is that it's going to be hard either way. But the people who are successful are the ones who realize that all of those downtimes and all of those, you know, adversities and negative things that happen to them, all of those struggles or all of those times they want to quit, is part of the process. Like, that's what you have to go through in order to get to the top or get to your goal. So if you're ever doing something and you're feeling like you're just completely failing at it, you want to quit, you want to give up. For example, let's take the example of learning how to flip things for profits. If you want to, let's say you decided, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to learn, I want to start making some more money, I'm tired of having money problems, I want to pay my bills off, or I want to take an extra vacation, or basically create some side money. Let's say you want to jump into that, and you start. And at first you're like, man, I'm really struggling with this. This is hard, and I don't know if I could do this. Those thoughts and doubts are going to come either way, okay? It's not like you can jump ahead and skip that whole period or phase. I mean, that's what happens when it comes to learning anything. That's what happens when it comes to accomplishing anything in life. You have to go through those periods of where you're just, you might feel completely lost, like you want to give up. But that's the thing, it's all part of the process. Really remember that. So next time you're sitting down and you're like, oh man, this isn't for me, I'm not built for this, I can't do this, or you're making all these excuses and you want to quit, sit your ass down and keep going through it. Don't walk away from it. Keep going through it, because that's what you have to go through in order to become a master at it. okay, whatever it is. You know, if you want to learn how to flip things and make some money that way, go through those initial learning curves, okay? At first, it might take you months. I mean, it might take you months and months to finally be like, okay, I finally did it. I finally got it. Next thing you know, let's say you get into a position where you can easily make $1,500 every month with just maybe 2 hours per week of your time, you're going to look back at that point and be like, you're going to remember those times you wanted to give up and be like, oh my God, like it was completely worth it. You're going to look back and just smile to yourself. You're going to be like, yeah, I remember when I first started, I tried to do this. You know, it was so weird. I completely didn't know what I was doing. I wanted to give up, but I just kept at it. I kept going through that period of struggle and learning. I kept going, and eventually, I mean, look where I'm at now. You know, that's how it goes down. And I mean, ask any successful person that and they'll give you the same response. I mean, think of celebrities or artists. You know, so many artists don't even realize the type of struggle that they go through before they blow up and become famous. I mean, I think it was, I don't remember for sure, I think it was Katy Perry who, you know, first of all, she's massive star, okay, massive star today, super successful, super rich, obviously, you know, worldwide, the whole world knows her, Katy Perry. Before she got famous, now I could be wrong on this, but before she got famous, she was living out of her van, or she was living out of her car, just like driving around, like hustling her ass off, trying to make it, trying to become successful, trying to get known, trying to blow up, okay? And people don't really see what goes on beforehand or behind the scenes, and they automatically assume that these people are overnight successes and they're somehow lucky, or even worse, that they don't deserve to have what they have, or they don't deserve to be making all that money and stuff like that. But like I said, you don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You don't realize that Katy Perry, she probably had a shitty life before she finally made it. And she had to go through that shitty life of struggle, of hard work, of working her ass off to eventually get to where she is today. And today, if she stops and looks back, I'm sure she remembers those tough times. And she believes, she feels that it was completely worth it. Okay, so basically, that's what I wanted to just quickly talk to you about what happens when you are learning anything in life or trying to accomplish anything, whether it's learning a new skill set or even learning how to, you know, flip things for profits. You have to go through that initial period of, you know, feeling like you're not good enough, or feeling like, basically what I'm trying to say is it's going to be hard, it's not going to be easy, but stick to it. Go through that uncomfort. As soon as you're feeling uncomfortable, keep going through it. Because by doing that, in the process, not only are you making progress and going through it, but you're also training yourself to start becoming comfortable with being in that state, which is required, like I said, to accomplish anything great in this life. So many people never work up to their potential on every aspect of life because they simply can't face that period of uncomfort. So by going through those periods, not only are you accomplishing the task at hand, but you are training yourself to be able to go through any kind, you know, any instance of those phases or points where you just need to sit down, go through it, learn the stuff, you know, hustle, work. It's going to become normal to you, and that'll get you, you know, a much more fulfilling life. It'll make you more money, and there's just so many benefits to it. You know, I mean, think about anything in your life where, you know, think about something you might be good at, or some kind of accomplishment that took, you know, years of blood, sweat, and tears, or like a ton of hard work, or whatever it is. And today you're enjoying the benefits of it. Okay. It's kind of like going to, it's kind of like, for example, let's say someone wanted to become a pharmacist. Okay, pharmacists get paid over six figures, okay? Now, to become a pharmacist, The reason everyone is not a pharmacist is because not everyone has it in them to be able to go through all that schooling and education. I mean, it takes a tremendous amount of discipline, willpower, and commitment to go through medical school to get to the level where you can become a pharmacist, okay? But the people who are pharmacists today, when they look back and think about their endless nights of studying and just all those years and all those nights of, you know, staying at a coffee shop up late studying and just killing it, it just kind of makes them smile because they're like, it was all worth it. I remember those days. I'm where I'm at today because of those days. Okay, you can't just wake up and become a pharmacist because that's what you really want. You have to go through those periods of, you know, uncomfort, you know, feeling weird and completely feeling alienated or, you know, wanting to quit or give up. I mean, I'm sure even, you know, like a pharmacist example, I'm sure a lot of pharmacists look back and they're like, yeah, there's like a million times where I'm just like, what the hell am I doing? I want to quit. I don't want to do this anymore. This is crazy. But they kept at it. Okay, they kept going. The sad part is some people do quit. I don't want that to be you. I want you to keep going through it all. It takes willpower and, you know, recognizing the fact that it's normal. Okay, it's part of the process. Okay, nothing good comes easy. Nothing good is going to come overnight. Okay, you have to go through that period of learning. You have to go through that period of feeling like everything is completely new to you. You're learning new things. You know, you're creating these new pathways in your brain. And look, it's part of the process, okay? So invest in yourself. Don't walk away from those situations. Just keep going through it. And really invest your time and yourself into the process, okay? You're learning how to flip things for profits. Or if you buy the blueprint and you're going through it, know that it's not going to come overnight. You're not going to be able to just buy the blueprint and after you read it, be able to make hundreds and thousands of dollars, okay? You're going to have to really, it's not going to be as easy as that, okay? It's going to take more time, energy, and ultimately the willingness to do it. I mean, you're going to have the willpower to keep at it, keep at it. You know, you know, a month might pass and you haven't even made $50. But keep going. Like I said, keep at it. And eventually, you will reach a point where you're making a lot of money and you are successful at it. You know, maybe even to a point where you can quit your full-time job. Or maybe to a point where if you're already working a 9-to-5 type job, you suddenly created the equivalent of a second job without working so many hours. And it's awesome. Not everyone can do it, but those who do it, they know that it's completely worth it and they will never turn back.